News.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Chris Perfect.
Denny Avdija had 41 points and 12 assists as the Portland Trail Blazers went on a 17-5 run in the final minutes of the game to snatch victory from the Phoenix Suns, 114-110, your final score. The Blazers will face the one seed San Antonio Spurs in the next round of the NBA playoffs, while the Suns will face the winner of Warriors and Clippers in Wednesday's games of the NBA play-in tournament. The Charlotte Hornets defeated the Miami Heat 127-126 in overtime. They will await the loser from the play-in games on Wednesday between Orlando and Philadelphia. Alex Ovechkin had an assist for the go-ahead goal to lift the Washington Capitals 2-1 over the Columbus Blue Jackets in what may be the final game of his long career. And in baseball, Kyle Tucker scored Alex Rojas on a single at the bottom of the eighth inning, securing victory for the Dodgers over the Mets 2-1.
Wine Country Theater presents, and the winner is, a very funny modern-day morality tale that spoofs Hollywood and all of our crazy ambitions. Tyler Jones, a self-obsessed movie star, is finally nominated for an Oscar, but dies the night before the awards. Can he negotiate a return to Earth for the big night? Wine Country Theater's, and the winner is, April 10th through 26th. For tickets, go to winecountrytheater.org, winecountrytheater.org.
The savings are warming up at your camping and clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. 20% off Wrangler men's and women's pearl snap shirts. Wolverine boots 20% off. And at D&J, you'll find rattlesnake-proof gaiters and chaps, along with all the camping gear, including tents and sleeping bags and all the accessories. Don't forget, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, April 15th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Former Cal Poly Vice President announces candidacy for Paso Robles Mayor. Templeton Area Advisory Group to discuss Connector Project this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Retired Air Force officer and former Cal Poly Vice President Bill Britton has officially announced his candidacy for mayor of Paso Robles in the 2026 general election. Earlier this month, Mayor John Hammond said he will step down in December and not seek re-election. Britton's campaign held a launch event last week, which saw an overflow of crowd-motivated volunteers and residents from every corner of the city, according to a release from Britton's campaign. Britton himself said Paso Robles is ready for a leader who brings people together rather than driving them apart. This isn't just a campaign, it's a movement of citizens who care deeply about the future of our home. Current Mayor John Hammond announced he has endorsed Bill for mayor, saying, quote, he represents the next generation of leadership for the city of Paso Robles. Other attendees at the event that spoke positively of Britton for mayor were Supervisor John Pashong, Sheriff Ian Parkinson, Paso Robles Mayor Pro Tem Steve Gregory, and former State Assemblyman Jordan Cunningham. For more information on Bill Britton's background and his vision for the city, you can visit bill4pasorobles.com. Templeton Area Advisory Group to discuss Connector Project from Atascadero to Templeton. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. The Templeton Area Advisory Group will be meeting tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. in the CSD Boardroom, 206 5th Street. In tomorrow's meeting, TAG will discuss the newly proposed Templeton to Atascadero Connector Project. The proposed project is a one-mile-long multi-use trail connecting South Main Street in Templeton to the existing De Anza Trail near Ferrocarril Road in Atascadero. According to TAG's agenda, the project would disturb approximately 2 acres, including the permanent trail footprint and temporary construction of staging areas. The agenda also lists key features, including a pedestrian and bicycle overcrossing of Union Pacific Railroad and free-spanning bridge over Paso Robles Creek. TAG meetings are in person only. The Central Coast Taxpayers Association presented and honored Katie Grimes, Editor-in-Chief of the California Globe, with their 2025 Hero of the Taxpayer Award. The award recognizes her outstanding investigative journalism and unwavering commitment to exposing government waste, advocating for fiscal responsibility, and championing taxpayer interests across California. According to the association, Grimes serves as Editor-in-Chief of the California Globe and has also written for outlets including the Sacramento Bee and Washington Examiner. She is known for her incisive analysis, independence, and dedication to transparent, truthful reporting on government accountability. A reminder that a section of the downtown city park on the north side of the Carnegie Library will be closed today. The closure is for the removal of a beehive. A qualified beekeeper will safely relocate the hive away from the public, and the surrounding area will remain closed for the rest of the day to allow any remaining bees to disperse. The city recognizes the importance of the natural environment, including local plants and animals, and has carefully evaluated the best course of action for this beehive removal, a release from the city of Paso Robles says. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Mets 2-1, the Padres over the Mariners 4-1, the Athletics beat the Rangers 2-1, the Angels over the Yankees 7-1, the Reds beat the Giants 2-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Mets, the Padres will go against the Mariners, the Athletics will face the Rangers, the Giants will go against the Reds, the Angels will face the Yankees. In California news, Carlos Ivan Mendoza, the man who was shot by federal agents during an immigration enforcement stop on April 7th, has been charged with assaulting a federal officer. Federal officials allege that Mendoza hit an officer with his vehicle before reversing and attempting to flee the scene. Mendoza's attorney said he was doing everything he could to not run them over, disputing the claim that there was a warrant for his arrest, and said that he is a U.S. citizen. Another woman has come forward with allegations against Representative Eric Swalwell, alleging she was assaulted by him in 2018 in a hotel in Southern California. Lana Drews said that she believes Swalwell drugged her before assaulting her. This came a day after he announced he will resign from Congress. A former gynecologist at the University of California, Los Angeles, 69-year-old James Heaps, pled guilty to sexual abuse charges on Tuesday. This comes after an appeals court dropped conviction charges against him earlier this year. He was initially sentenced to 11 years in prison in 2023. This was overturned after it was ruled he was denied a fair trial. He faces 13 felony counts and 11 years in prison. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:14.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. It's that time of the year when the fields get planted and farmers are busy making sure the crops have the nutrition that they need, which makes the current fertilizer situation of high prices and low availability a big concern. Geraldo Mattioli has been in the fertilizer business for decades and says this isn't the first time we've seen geopolitics impact fertilizer prices.
For nitrogen, for example, it's heavily dependent on energy. U.S. has a significant production, but a lot of that, globally speaking, is in Eastern Europe or Middle East. So, and those are areas that normally experience some volatility. Geopolitics is one of them. Every time this happens, at the end of the day, the farmer is the one that gets the most impacted because the price go up so quickly and they can't plan accordingly. Sometimes they are caught not only with the price that is high, but also availability that's not there when they need.
Mattioli is now the chief commercial officer at Kula Bio, which offers farmers another option for nitrogen.
It's an alternative source of nitrogen. So if the farmer understands what they want to do and when they need the nitrogen, we would be a good tool to put in the mix.
For more information on this option, visit KulaBio.com.
Hello, this is Brian Gill. I would like to invite you to the annual Gilroad Angus Spring Bull and Commercial Replacement Heifer Sale on April 22nd at the ranch near Timberlake, South Dakota. We will be selling 100 yearling and age advantage bulls and 180 commercial replacement heifers. Our sale catalog and videos are online at GilroadAngus.com. We spent all fall and winter bidding on and buying thousands of our customers' calves, and we understand what works in the commercial cattle industry. You can watch and bid on the Gilroad Angus sale online at DVAuction.com.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future Report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
KPRL News continues at 818. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Ever-increasing labor costs in California and free trade that led to a surge in cheaper, duty-free asparagus imports from Mexico have pushed the state's asparagus industry to the brink of extinction. But a handful of growers and packers continue to carry on, with some even expressing a ray of optimism. I think we felt better about it the last 2 years, said Aaron Barcelos, a partner in the family-owned A-Bar Ag Enterprises near Firebaugh. Last year and this year, the markets, for whatever reason, haven't had the imported grass and were finding better markets. California asparagus production topped 37,000 acres in 2000 before it settled to before it started to decline, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture figures. The state now has probably fewer than 1,000 acres of commercial asparagus, according to industry estimates. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports that there is a traffic collision with unknown injuries on the US 101 South, just north of the Monterey Street off-ramp in San Luis Obispo. CHP reports that traffic is currently significantly backed up on the US 101 South all the way up towards the Cuesta Grade. A vehicle fire is also reported. Again, there is a traffic collision north in San Luis Obispo on the US 101 South with a car fire reported, and traffic is currently significantly backed up all the way to the Cuesta Grade. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt and Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-70s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the mid-80s. Northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Friday, mostly cloudy on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, cloudy on Tuesday with a 45% chance of showers, partly cloudy on Wednesday. Mid-70s Friday, low 80s Saturday, low 70s on Sunday, mid-60s on Monday and Tuesday, 69 a week from today. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Crude oil prices have moderated after President Trump said the Iran war is very close to over. The global price, Brent crude, under $95 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate, U.S. oil, is around $90. The National Association of Home Builders Index declined in April to a reading of 34. Stocks have been trading mixed. The S&P 500 is close to record territory. Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, and PNC Financial shares are all higher after the banks reported an upbeat quarter. Hermes, the luxury company known for its pricey Birkin bag, is reporting weak sales for the recent quarter, reflecting the decline in tourism in the Mideast and France. The stock's down more than 7%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery Certified Instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
It's a day of movement, learning, and community together to support the Parkinson's Foundation. It's the third annual Move-a-thon this Saturday, April 18th, from 8 until 10. It's start and finish all at the Paso Robles Physical Therapy on Combine Street. All paces are welcome. 5K and 1 mile and yoga and food and raffles. Online registration is just $20 per person. And again, it helps the Parkinson's Foundation here on the Central Coast. Just simply go to PassRubblesSPT.com to sign up and for additional information.
Well, Rich London, it's spring. If I need a mattress, why should I spring into the mattress specialist?
If you look around, you're going to see mattresses everywhere in this store.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
They are stacked up almost to the ceiling, and I'm not kidding. And they're all on sale right now because I've got too much stock and I need to move it. So come on down quick and save big.
Enjoy the special springtime savings at the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. As we shall see today, one of the most famous cowgirls of the Old West was neither a cowgirl nor had she been west of the Mississippi. Someone has said when legend becomes bigger than reality, then the legend becomes reality. In the case of one young girl who went to work for Buffalo Bill Cody on April 17, 1885, her name became synonymous with the Old West. However, she had never been out west, and she sure wasn't a cowgirl. She was born Phoebe Ann Moses into a poor family of seven children in Ohio. At the age of eight, with her father's rifle propped on the porch banister, she shot a squirrel through the head. It frightened Phoebe Ann's mother so that she wasn't able to touch the rifle for several months. But soon, she was responsible for keeping meat on her family's table. As a teenager, Phoebe Ann earned money by supplying game to a general store. The store manager shipped the surplus game to a hotel. When the hotel owner discovered it was a young girl providing the meat, he set up a match between Phoebe Ann and a traveling exhibition sharpshooter named Frank Butler. The 15-year-old Phoebe Ann, wearing a sunbonnet and pink gingham dress, outshot Frank Butler. Frank was so impressed with this elegant young woman that he later convinced her to marry him. Frank and partner Billy Graham were the show until one day when Graham was ill. Frank asked his wife to stand in. On that day, Annie Oakley was born. Annie Oakley and her husband performed by themselves until they happened to be playing in New Orleans when Buffalo Bill Cody's Wild West show was also performing. The result, as we shall see the next time we're together, changed all their lives. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Keep that vehicle looking its best with the help from Golden Hill Car Wash. Your choice of state-of-the-art Razor touchless wash with ceramic wax and the Ryko Soft Gloss Max 5, both with the latest technology. Plus, Golden Hill Car Wash offers six wash bays, including RV, all with spotless rinse. Plus, they've got vacuums for you. Keep it looking its best. Golden Hill Car Wash. Pass the Robles.
At
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Central Coast Taxpayers Association presented and honored Katie Grimes, Editor-in-Chief of the California Globe, with their 2025 Hero of the Taxpayer Award. The award recognizes her, quote, outstanding investigative journalism and unwavering commitment to exposing government waste, advocating for fiscal responsibility, and championing taxpayer interest. A reminder that a section of the downtown city park on the north side of the Carnegie Library will be closed today. The closure is for the removal of a beehive from a qualified beekeeper to safely relocate it away from the public. The surrounding area will remain closed for the rest of the day to allow the bees to disperse. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump sitting down with Fox's Maria Bartiromo at the White House saying the war with Iran could be coming to a close, adding,
if I pulled up stakes right now, it would take them 20 years to rebuild their country. And we're not finished.
Fox's Matt Finn with more from Dubai.
On the topic of the two-week ceasefire that we're in the midst of, a short while ago, a senior U.S. official telling Fox News that the United States has not formally agreed to an extension of the ceasefire. There is continued engagement between the U.S. and Iran to reach a deal.
Day three of the U.S. naval blockade and no reports of major incidents. Most Senate Democrats want to clamp down on the president's war powers. Vote is set for 2 p.m. Eastern. The power slowly coming back on. Parts of Wisconsin and Michigan battered by severe storms. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard Windows and Doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. All righty, we'll have some clouds and sunshine mixed in, mid-70s for your Wednesday. And a couple of clouds tonight and overnight, lows in the low 40s, and clouds and sunshine again, mid-70s for you Thursday. As we head out to Friday, mostly sunny, mid-70s, low 80s with some clouds on Saturday, mid-70s. Sunday, Monday, upper 60s, could get some AM showers, about a 55%. Monday with highs in the mid-60s. Next Wednesday, upper 60s. Today's UV index will be 8, up and down. 6:31 a.m., 7:36 p.m., we're at 51. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen will have on a Paso Robles mother whose child is one of three girls molested in a current case. We'll talk about the case, the legal process, and the impact on the family. That's this afternoon. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there 24/7 days, same service, 805-466-6188. We're on the back stretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL.
Ride the little train that is rolling down the tracks to the junction. Forget about your cares, it is time to relax at the junction. Lots of curves, you bet, even more when you get to the junction.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Alrighty. Everybody quench their, not their thirst, but their yearning for something to eat yet. I don't think I have.
Not till I get home, no.
I know. So what are you going to have?
Bacon and eggs.
How are you making the eggs?
We've already been over this before. I know you like your eggs fried, but I like them sunny side up.
No. Okay. Fried or omelets.
Omelets are also good.
Omelets put in. What can't you put in an omelet? Reasonably.
That's what I'm trying to think. All I can think of is the usual suspects that I put in an omelet, something, and what you can't put in one.
Right.
I guess fruit. Then again, a tomato is technically a fruit.
Yeah, you have to be nice and chopped up and stuff. Anyway, no, that all sounds good. It all sounds good. All right, folks, what do we have on let's see here. It was, the task force, as I mentioned, about the $600 million. This is in California, not Minnesota. And the number of suspensions in these centers has increased 539 just from April. But there's more on the way. There's more on the way, not only on the fraud and the rising number, but the state of California. Now, you know who Nick Shirley, I shouldn't say you know. You may have heard of Nick Shirley. He's an independent journalist, and he is known for exposing, the Quality Learning Center and various other fraudulent healthcare centers, largely owned and operated by immigrants, particularly in Minnesota. Now, there is a bill in California that it's setting its sights, some are saying, on exactly what Nick Shirley and our own government is trying to do. In California, we know who they are. They're trying to pass a bill that would criminalize investigative journalism with misdemeanors, $10,000 fines, imprisonment, and content takedown. The proposed bill is titled AB 2624, and it was made after Shirley exposed mass fraud by immigrant groups in America. Under AB 2624. Now, I've already mentioned the money. So far, it's only $600 million in California, and this is just with these one type of agencies. Okay, so again, under AB 2624, government-funded entities like the learning daycare centers would be protected from being exposed if they operated inside California. How about that? Our politicians would rather protect fraudsters and illegal immigrants. And so you might want to do a little homework on this AB 2624. Now, the bill has already passed through one committee in the California Assembly in an 11-2 vote. And AB 2624 was introduced by Democratic Assemblywoman Mia Bonta, who, guess what, is the wife of California Attorney General Rob Bonta. It is intended for privacy for immigration support services providers. And critics have dubbed the legislation the Nick Shirley Act because of what he's doing. Now, the bill expands the Secretary of State's Safe at Home program to allow designated immigration support services providers, employees and volunteers who have experienced harm or threat. It doesn't describe that, because of their work with immigrants, to register, allowing them to keep their addresses out of public records. Keeping their addresses out of public records from public money that they get. Think about that. All right. I don't know when this is coming up as it moves on. It doesn't, let's see here. I'm trying to find out where it may go. And AB 2624 would allow activists and taxpayer-funded organizations to demand the removal of video evidence, even if it captures misconduct in plain view. And it threatens journalists with massive financial penalties. And, of course, both Bontas did not respond to any of the agencies that reached out to ask them questions about this. Of course not. Why would they want to do that? Well, the California Stop Nick Shirley bill is ready for a complete admission by the state that, yes, they are stealing money, and, yes, they are raising taxes even more so they can steal more. This is amazing. Maybe not surprising. But again, folks, it is your money. It is your money. You need to do something. Call. All right. This has been something that's been going around the country for a couple of years now. And for those of you that may know of any teachers, you may have discussed this with them, but there is a couple of victories recently, and this one was in Indiana. It was an Indiana school counselor. Now, she was fired for speaking about her institution's gender identity policy, and she has settled a lawsuit for $200,000. And she worked for in education for 37 years. And she filed a lawsuit after she was fired for speaking to the media about the Central Indiana District's transgender support plan. Let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. This is Linda George. Hey, Mia Bonta. I've met her, Rob Bonta. I used to lobby with them back, 10 years ago. So she took to Twitter or X last night, and what she said her bill does is put these home care workers, all the places they're going to, under the Safe at Home program, which protects domestic violence worker people and those types. So she's trying to get the illegal fraud or the illegal, I'm sorry, the legal homes and hospices. If like someone like Nick Shirley comes and takes a video, that they can be protected under this Safe Home program.
What's wrong with taking a video?
Well, exactly. I mean, it's a big shot at journalism and, you know, First Amendment, right? But, you know, Mia, I saw her when Ken Houston was sworn in Oakland last year, and I snubbed her. You know, Rob Bonta, when he, about a year ago, he asked her to man the Department of Justice's books. So these two are also connected with the Duongs, who are the reason why Mayor Sheng Tao is facing 96 years in federal prison for her pay-to-play scheme. So Bonta is really wrapped up in all the fraud in Oakland. And right before she announced this bill, he's been saying every day, oh, we've been looking into this fraud. Nick Shirley didn't find it. We've known the whole time, blah, blah, blah. So about 4 days before she announced this bill, finally for the first time in I don't know how many years that Bonta's been AG, well, after Bassettis left, but this is the first time he's busted anybody for fraud since he's been AG. So they're getting the pressure and bottlenecking up to Gavin. But that is what this is that they're trying to take all of the people who are being exposed and protect them under the same program the state protects domestic violence victims.
Have you seen any of the videos that Shirley took here in California of these so-called centers?
Yeah, I follow everything. I'm like, I live in FOMO, fear of missing out on the next big scandal and fraud here in California and the nation. And yes, I've seen them. And, you know, they're not as compelling as Minnesota simply because Bill Assayle, our, you know, U.S., I think, appointed by Trump down in Southern, he's been daily busting people. So the only reason why Bonta came out with, oh, we just busted $270 million whatever dollars in Medi-Cal fraud, is because he's up for re-election against Michael Gates. Okay? And so they're just doing damage control. They're trying to stop where the fraud is going to end up at. And so far, they've tracked most of this fraud to NGOs that pay to Democratic campaigns. That includes the Build Better California, giving $5 to the homeless, collecting signatures, not in just San Francisco, but also in L.A. And it's still continuing despite the media attention. They're still filming people paying the homeless every day.
Well,
so
I saw part of the interview when Bonta was bragging about, you know, what took place. And, I tell you, I didn't buy into anything he was saying. You know, it was a typical political speech.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? If you think this is the only place that's this going on, and there's a lot more here in this state. If you're looking at just one area, Linda, and you know this because you've been in government, there's got to be so much more money that we're being screwed out of.
Oh, totally. And see, and the problem, like with L.A., I didn't know this until a little while ago, is that L.A. is also a charter city like Oakland is. And that's the reason why their fraud is rampant, because they technically, they have a sovereign line against the state, right? They get to make their own rules, laws, ordinances, as well as they, as long as they stay in line with, you know, state. And so it's easier. Spencer Pratt is running for mayor, a reality TV show star, and he is just exposing everything Karen Bass is doing. And he's very quickly shooting to the top candidate for mayor.
Well, this is what I'm going to ask. In most of these cases, and even around the country, why doesn't government do a better job of monitoring the money?
You know, I'm kind of asking the same question. A lot of it for, like, California, did Nick Shirley really expose anything? No. If you read Katie Grimes from Capitol Alert, Jennifer Van Laar from Red State on a regular basis, Jennifer O'Connell, all are Emily Hoven from Cal Matters, they've been exposing this for a long time. Okay, so really for me, being a government worker, it's like we have all been the whistleblowers since 2021 at the Capitol, but no one's listening. And no one's listening because Gavin Newsom is complicit. You know, after Swalwell resigned, Gavin has been virtually silent. He has said absolutely nothing, but look at how fast they canceled Cesar Chavez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think the corrupt, the elite corrupt in California, the Pelosi's, the Gettys, the Newsoms, the Browns, and I'm friends with Jerry Brown's goddaughter. So, you know, it's really amazing on how long these people have ran California and how much money they've actually made off of us over the years. And I just think it's coming to a head. They're canceling each other at this point.
All right. When you said that, you know, people have known about this, you have the reporters that you mentioned and others within government that, you know, were trying to expose this. Is it because there's so many tentacles out there that people are connected so deep that they don't want to get their butts in trouble?
Oh, I totally believe so. I think after Swalwell, when Pelosi and all them canceled their own buddy, right? Because I voted for that kid when I lived in the East Bay when he was young. I think it's all coming to a head. I think whatever whether it's cartel, whether it's China that Gavin's dealing with. I mean, come on, we got those masks from China, BYD, and it was his chief of staff who spent all that money. She's facing a hearing right now for spending that PPP loan money. You know, I think it goes straight to Gavin Newsom, and it's just going to eventually get exposed, and there's no greater time to see him leave office before he completely ruins California. If all of these millions and billions that's being found or just finally the right recipe, Nick Shirley comes in, Nick Sorter, all the other big named activists throughout the nation, they were just able to put a spotlight on what we've in California activists have already known, that Gavin's ripping us off, using our money to run for president.
Well, but it's deeper than just Gavin, though. It's, you know, what I find somewhat funny and, well, more maybe frustrating, and perhaps you have some thoughts on this, and I've mentioned it several times over the years, why isn't the public a little bit more outraged about this? It's, you know, the government, they never have enough money. They need to tax us more. But we've been, you know, with all the fraud that's in the billions of dollars, I would think that the American people would be outraged about this.
I think they are now. Simply because of it being immigrant communities. I guess that in L.A. it's primarily Armenian community that was found, you know, with the hospices or the daycares. I think with that hot topic subject, you know, with Trump and everything, people seem more outraged now because it kind of fits the narrative of who is in office. You know, you see this resounding throughout the nation. You don't live here. You're illegal. Get out of here. We don't care. Right? And so it's just very, very difficult for the general public to believe that fraud could go on to that magnitude. I mean, when they saw the Somali fraud in Minneapolis, everybody is outraged. And now they're going, okay, now Gavin Newsom is the what they call him, the fraud king of the nation. So he's starting to actually crack because the pressure is getting to him. The other day he was at a press conference and he started crying. He just started crying. We got to shut out the noise. We don't know. I mean, and then we got Tom Steyer, who's now CTA's new recommendation since Swalwell left. He's a billionaire. How are they going to pass the no billionaire tax this legislative session? I think the Democratic Party is imploding in front of our eyes. There's no golden ticket. Kamala Harris, people were asking her to reconsider to run for governor 2 days ago.
Yeah, and she. I saw that, and I saw an interview just before they brought that up. And I, boy, California, if you did this, you're going to prove to the nation that you're dumber than dirt.
Right, right. But she fortunately announced she's looking at a third run 2028 for president. So that cleared all of those concerns. Right now, I mean, my prediction from being at the Capitol since 2009, it's probably going to be Steyer versus Hilton. Or Mahan versus Hilton. So,
all right.
I don't.
So,
yeah,
in your estimate, do you think President Trump endorsing Hilton helped Hilton?
No.
I don't either.
No, because California is still liberal more than it is conservative.
Right.
Yeah. I think that was kind of a kiss of death, but that doesn't mean he can't pull out from the rubble.
Right.
He thinks it's great. I don't.
No, I don't either. When I first saw that, I thought, oh, my gosh, because, you know, you're right about the, you know, even independents, probably a lot of them just dislike Trump simply because he's Trump, not for any other reason. And that doesn't help Hilton, I don't think.
I don't. I mean, I don't even, you know, this reminds me back of when Gray Davis was getting recalled and Schwarzenegger came in. Right now, Californians are desperate for relief at the pump, in their grocery bill, and everywhere else. When Gray Davis, I think it was the DMV registration fees and a couple other things mm-hmm. he was doing in the .com, Schwarzenegger came rushing right in. I think that was our last Republican governor. I cannot remember because it was Pete Wilson for years. We worked on IOUs back in the 90s. We literally got IOUs.
Well,
so
yeah, we had Duke Majan and Pete Wilson, then Arnold, who got a little bit more liberal the longer he was in office.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. And so then we got Brown, and that's who I started when I started passing bills at the Capitol was in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. You know, I think that California will probably vote for Hilton in the end. But because they're not going to trust a billionaire. I think CTA made a grave error yesterday by recommending Steyer. I thought that was a kiss of death. Our next election is going to be crazy.
All right. Well, thanks, Linda. We got to go. We're out of time.
Take care.
All righty, folks. Since this is April 15th, I'll just give you a little bit of something in history. It's Income Tax Day, or IRS Appreciation Day. The first income tax was signed into law as a 3% tax on income over $800, effective January 1st, 1861. It was repealed and replaced with another income tax in 1862. Like that percent of three?
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Templeton Area Advisory Group will be holding a meeting tomorrow at 6:30 in the CSD boardroom to discuss the newly proposed Templeton to Atascadero connector project. Retired Air Force officer and former Cal Poly Vice President Bill Britton has officially announced his candidacy for mayor of Paso Robles in the 2026 election. Britton has received the endorsed by Mayor John Hammond and Mayor Pro Tem Steve Gregory. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, sound off 12:30 till 2. Karen will have on a Pastor Robles mother whose child is one of three girls molested in a current case. They'll talk about the case, the legal process, and the impact on the families. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.